morning and welcome to the Ancient World Morning Show. Hope you're having a great coffee. We're having a splendid, beautiful morning. It's the third day in a row up here in the Lake District where we have blue skies, sunny. It was 18 on Sunday and yesterday and today is like 13, 14 degrees. So it's like the nature is exploding in blossoming trees and everything. And it's a really joy to be here now. And we also got a new tripod yesterday to make videos, like a stand for the camera, a much more sturdy one. So we're going to go out in nature and make more of those. We're already posting some of them. There's one coming also today on the Patreon channel, and we're going to keep making more of them. Also, probably off the record, but we're probably also going to get a bike at some point and go even more into the mountains and the lakes and make some more videos. So that's a huge project now for April. And from other things, we just finished preparing chapter 13 in the Purgatory. So we keep doing the Purgatory as well. And we're posting, it seems like twice a week, it will be posted again on the Patreon channel. And then you can follow. It's like 10 to 15 minutes each episode for just one chapter at a time and then explaining what it means and the context. And just enjoying every little chapter as its own little story, its own little gem and artwork. And the one we read just this morning, we're going to make an episode later, but this is chapter 13, when they come to the second terrace, which is after the first one is pride, and then you have envy, and then how to balance for those who are, it's a bit like the way it's portrayed, is like it's an unfortunate situation to be under the influence of these vices. So if you want to balance out the element of envy, there is the generosity that is the remedy for this. So Dante is showing some examples of the generosity first, and then he will have some examples of both envy in the terms of kind of resentment of other people's success, but also the enjoyment in other people's misfortune, with some historical examples from a person from Siena, and then this rivalry between Florence and Siena, which is a very big historical one. It's Siena was the top city for a while before Florence got into the first place. And there's there's this way of seeing this. If you go to Siena, the cathedral in Siena, is the Duomo, is one of the most beautiful artworks on the planet. But what you see when you go in there is like it's massive. It's kind of mesmerizing, that word. But it's just so almost overwhelming in its beauty. And then when you stand in there, you can see far in the horizon. You see a little kind of a wall-ish thing that looks like a facade. And then that's what the Siena people, the Sienese, wanted. That was supposed to be the front of the expanded Duomo. So it's just kind of the one that's standing there now, which is already massive, was in their plans, was just the shorter end of kind of the cross. So the longer one, like the full arc and nave, was to be built later, but that never happened because the city went bankrupt. So it's a fun historical reference, and the rivalry between Siena and Florence created like enormous amounts of artworks and beauty. So that's it's a nice legacy for us. Okay, so we're going to stop it here. We're going to keep them short now, 4 or 5 minutes, and just a little bit of inputs for the day. And hope you're having a great coffee or a cup of tea, or any beverage of choice, and that you have a great morning, a great day in front of you with some nice stuff to do. And as always, just want to say thank you so much for listening, and see you again soon.